I'm gonna serve the Lord. I'm gonna serve the Lord. My heart is fixed and my mind's made up. That's the reason why I'm gonna serve the Lord. 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 My heart is fixed and my mind's made up. That's the reason why I'm gonna serve the Lord. I'm gonna walk upright. I'm gonna walk upright both day and night. My heart is fixed and my mind's made up. That's the reason why I'm gonna serve the Lord. I'm gonna live the life. I'm gonna live the life. Live a holy life. My heart is fixed and my mind's made up. That's the reason why I'm gonna serve the Lord. 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 My heart is fixed and my mind's made up. That's the reason why. That's the reason why. That's the reason why I'm gonna serve the Lord. I'm gonna walk upright. I'm gonna walk upright both day and night. My heart is fixed and my mind's made up. That's the reason why I'm gonna serve the Lord. Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, come forth, come forth, and take us in. Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, come forth, and take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, come forth, and take us in. Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, come forth, and take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. We need your spirit, your precious spirit. Come forth, and take us in. Sweet Holy Father, Heavenly Father, come forth, and take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. We surrender to your will. Have your way, take us in. 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 Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, come forth, and take us in. Lion of Judah, Lion of Judah, come forth, and take us in. Lord, make me a house, make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house, make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house, make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. The fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. The fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. We pray, Lord, make us a house. Make us a house of prayer. We want to seek your face, Lord. Make us a house. Make us a house of prayer. A house of prayer. May the fire of our altar never burn out. The fire of our altar never burn out. May the fire of our altar never burn out. Make us a house of prayer. We sing, Lord, make us a house. Make us a house of prayer. A house of prayer. Lord, make us a house. Make us a house of prayer, a house of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank the Lord on this morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, good morning, good morning. Once again, this is Keisha Lee from Cincinnati, Ohio. We have worshiped this morning. We have ushered in the presence of God, and we thank you for his presence being here on today. Holy Spirit, have your way within this place and within each and every one of us. We have tagged this day, we surrender to your will Wednesday, mighty God. Each and every day is a surrender. We give ourselves away to you, Father God. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Most Heavenly Father, we come before you with thanksgiving, with a heart that's grateful before you, Father. We surrender all unto you. We thank you for the work on Calvary, Jesus, that you had did for us. You bled and died. You gave yourself up, Father. You laid down your life, Jesus, and we're forever grateful that you did. But we serve a true and living Savior today that rose on the third day with all power in his hand, and you're seated at the right hand of the Father, and we're grateful today. We come with bowed hearts to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done. We surrender our will and our way to you. We stand in awe of you today. We stand in the need of you, Lord Jesus, Father. And we thank you. We worship you. We adore you. Hallelujah. We lift up holy hands before you, Father. And as we come unified in the Spirit on today, we just come to glorify your great name. You're truly worthy, Father. You're truly, truly worthy of the praise and the honor. God, I lift up the TMC family. I thank you for its co-founders here. I ask, God, that you continually bless them, Lord, like only you can. Continually with your outstretched hand and your mighty hand and your outstretched arm, God, continually touch them, Father, in only ways that you can, oh, Father God. Each and every caller on this line on today, Father, give us an ear to hear what your Spirit is saying to our church on today, Father God. Continually to bless us, God. Heal us and touch us, oh, Father, in every way that you can, almighty God. Lord, we lift up the word bearer on today, Father God, the one, Father God, that's bringing your word, God, that's spreading the table, Father God. Lord, bless her in a mighty way, Father, from the crown of her head to the soles of her very feet. Father, we thank you today, Father, that you have loved us so, Father, and in return, God, we worship you. In return, God, Father, we live a life of obedience unto you, Father. We thank you on today. We praise you on today. Now, release your glory from on heaven, God. Rest, rule, and abide within each and every one of us like only you can. Father, release your anointing, God, that anointing that removes burdens and destroy every yoke in our life, God. Move by your Spirit, Father God. We pray, God, that you go into the White House, God. Lord, we pray for this nation today, Father, that a spirit of obedience come forth in the name of Jesus right now, Father. Lord, heal this nation. Heal this land, God, as we seek your face, God, as we set our face like a flint in the name of Jesus, as we touch and agree, mighty God. We ask, God, that you release your healing virtues, oh God, like never before. Lord, we love you today. We thank you today. We bless your great name on today. Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. We ask these things. We thank you for these things. In Jesus and Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Host, are you there?
I am here. Pray the heavens down, Minister Keisha. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Miss Brenda, beautiful Brenda, our prayer general. Hallelujah. I can hear you loud and clear. You can take it away.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell you, oh, my goodness. Our sister prays the heavens down every time. Glory be to God. Thank you so much, our dear Minister Keisha Lee. And I tell you, she did double duty. She started us off with praise and worship this morning, awesome worship, and then opened us up and greeted and seated everyone, opened us up with that powerful prayer. We so love and appreciate you. Thank you so much, Minister Keisha. Good morning, TMC family. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. And this is your first time. We give you a special welcome to our telecommunications sanctuary. We're here every Monday through Friday at this same time. Let me just share a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 with our wonderful co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And with their yes, they stood on God's word. That is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So invite your friends, your neighbors, your family to this call. Tell them it's a great way to start the day. And we have a website you could go to 24/7. It's themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speaker. And then you'll see our theme for this year, which is in 2021, God's strategic shifting, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being established and supernaturally revealed. You might even feel led of the Lord to be a part of this great ministry. It's a safe place, and we invite you to do so. You can greet, you can bless the Lord and worship. You can also host, which is what I'm doing right now, and then you may even have a word in your belly that you want to share. You can do that. And send us your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or yours truly will contact you. Now, Fridays we do take your praise reports as well as your prayer requests in the second half of our call on Fridays. But you can also send your information if you want us to pray with you and just rejoice with you in what God is doing in your life. Now, what brought most of us together is this awesome health and wellness company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family well over 30 years, and we are still going strong. We are under the umbrella of Artist Life, where the great products are helping people around the world. You can get with the person that invited you to the call, and they'll be more than happy to share with you. And then still, today is Awareness Wednesday on Morning Motivational Call, which is held every Wednesday. But today, every Monday through Friday, they're there with the Morning Motivational Call. But today is Awareness Wednesdays with our wonderful Queen Victoria and her king, Reggie Flanagan, and they will be sharing the topic today. I got to look at it. I want to say it's menopause, but I could be wrong, but I'll check with you and let you know. But anyway, not only that, you get such vital information on our products as well as what these products are helping in every area of your life. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND. Now, I'm getting out of the way because we have a dynamic speaker who is always, always bringing such a great message. And I tell you, she's definitely no stranger to this call. She has been with us here since the inception of this call, and we're so grateful to God how she allows him to use her. I'm talking about the one and the only Prophet Kai Brown. She was born in New York City, but now she currently resides in San Antonio, Texas. She is an electrical engineer. She is a prophet of the Most High God. She is a woman of God who loves to share the love of God wherever she goes. She just recently celebrated her birthday. We are so thankful to God that she is a part of this great team. She is a sister. She is a mother. She is a friend. She is a dynamic woman of God. Her son is named Christopher. Our son is named Christopher, and we're so thankful that they are a part of our lives. We are a team who loves one another, serves together, and she's also an author. She has her book, When God Bursts the Ministry. That's the first book, okay? So we're so thankful that more are coming in. She's in the series, I Am. Oh, glory to God. So hold on, get ready, because she's coming forth in the powerful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, none other than Prophet Kai Brown. Are you there, Prophet Kai?
I am here, my Mississippi Queen. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, woman of God. God bless you. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Prayer General, for that warm and welcoming introduction and for hosting us with such Jesus joy. And, of course, I want to thank the two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, whose yes is why we can be here today. And I just want to say thank you for allowing me to come before the people of God, and I do not take it lightly. And, of course, we want to give all praise, all glory, and all honor to our Daddy God, our big brother Jesus Christ, and to the Holy Spirit which indwells us. We are, as Minister Brenda said, in the midst of the I Am series. And again, I say in the midst because only God knows when it's coming to a close. I started last week, I Am Your Correction. I Am Your Correction. And if we know God, we know that he will correct us if we allow him to. If we look at Hebrews 12:5-11, and you have forgotten the divine word of encouragement, which is addressed to you as sons. My sons, do not make light of the discipline of the Lord, and do not lose heart and give up when you are corrected by him. For the Lord disciplines and corrects those whom he loves, and he punishes every son whom he receives and welcomes to his heart. You must submit to correction for the purpose of discipline. God is dealing with you as sons, for what son is there whom his father does not discipline? Now, if you are exempt from correction and without discipline, in which all of God's children share, then you are illegitimate children and not sons at all. Moreover, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we submitted and respected them for training us. Shall we not much more willingly submit to the Father of spirits and live by learning from his discipline? For our earthly fathers disciplined us for only a short time as seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good so that we may share his holiness. For the time being, no discipline brings joy, but seems sad and painful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterward it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness, right standing with God, and a lifestyle and attitude that seeks conformity to God's will and purpose. And that is from the Amplified Version. So we know that discipline is not, or correction is not always pleasant. It's not fun. It doesn't feel good, but it produces the peaceful fruit of righteousness. It helps us to conform with God's will and purpose for our lives. See, that correction that comes helps us to walk in God's perfect will instead of his permissive will. See, Abraham walked in God's permissive will at times. So when he went into Hagar and begot Ishmael, he was walking in God's permissive will. See, God allowed that to be. But it wasn't God's perfect will. Isaac was God's perfect will for Abraham and Sarah and for the birthing of a nation. But God had to correct Abraham, although he allowed Ishmael to be begotten, although he allowed Abraham to have a son that was not destined to be the nation God was talking about, it was not God's perfect will. And God corrected that and caused Ishmael and Hagar to have to be sent away so that Isaac could be in his rightful place. So correction comes to us all if we allow it to, if we allow God to be the correction in our lives. But it's a choice, and he allows us to choose. The word says, choose you this day whom you will serve. It is a choice to allow God to be the I am in your life. And it is another choice, because you can allow him to be the I am, without allowing him to correct you. So you can begin that relationship. You can walk in salvation without allowing God to correct you. You can. But to walk in his perfect will for your life, to walk in that Jeremiah 29:11 plan that he's called us to, then that correction must come and we must submit to it. We expect our children to submit to our correction. How much more than the word says should we be willing to submit to the correction of the one who created us, who knows the perfect plan for our lives? Now, are we willing to take that direction and correction? Or do we have to suffer the consequences that come from disobedience and from not receiving the correction? Because there are consequences that come from not allowing God to be the correction in your life. So we have to make some hard choices, some tough decisions, and we have to choose to allow God to be that I am. See, discipline and correction are not always fun, but they always serve the purpose of God. They are always pushing us forward towards our destiny. If you look throughout Proverbs, there are tons of Proverbs that talk about correction and discipline. And one that struck me, just stopped me in my tracks. Is Proverbs 3:12. For those whom the Lord loves, he corrects, even as a father corrects the son in whom he delights. Think about that. For those whom the Lord loves, he corrects. Now he tells us he is love. John 3:16. God is love. So we know that he is love. And he loves us, so he corrects us because he delights in us. Think about that. Even as a father who delights in the sons in whom he delights, God delights in us. He delights in the relationship with us. So that means he wants us to get it right, so he corrects us. Proverbs 12:1, whoever loves instruction and discipline and correction loves knowledge. But he who hates reproof and correction is stupid. You don't see the word stupid used in the Bible very often. But it goes as far as to say if you hate reproof and correction, you are stupid. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't want to be stupid. And I want God to delight in the relationship with me. So I need to love his instruction and discipline and correction. And because I love instruction and discipline, I get knowledge. I gain wisdom. But in all thy getting, get understanding. Understanding comes by being corrected, by allowing God to show us where we missed it and receiving that instruction. See, but sometimes we get into a place where we don't want to receive that instruction. We don't want to receive that correction. And so we go on about our own business, our own way, and we do things, you know, the way Ty wants to do it. And then we end up in a mess. And then we go running back to God. If only we had received that correction in the first place. If only we had listened to that voice, that small, still, quiet voice that was speaking to us. If only we had heard the unction of the Holy Spirit from within and yielded to it. He who neglects and ignores instruction and discipline despises himself, but he who learns from rebuke acquires understanding and grows in wisdom. Proverbs 15 and 32. We have to make sure that we're making the choice to allow God to be the I am in our lives, and going a step further and allowing him to be the I am your correction. Because it's so much better to be corrected by God than to be corrected by the world. Because when the world corrects you, it's not done in love. It's not done with the desire to see you walk upright and according to God's plan. See, when the enemy is bringing correction, it's for your destruction, because he wants to get you off God's plan. He wants to distract you from what God is calling you to. So which will you choose? Choose you this day. He's giving us a choice. We can choose the correction of God, or we can choose the correction of the world. Job 5 and 17, behold how happy and fortunate is the man whom God corrects. So do not despise or reject the discipline of the Almighty, subjecting you to trials and suffering. Do not reject the discipline and correction of the Almighty. Do not despise or reject the discipline and the correction of the Almighty. Job would know. He suffered some things. He went through some things, and instead of cursing God and dying, he endured all that the enemy tried to bring to him. He endured. Because he knew that God was doing something. He understood his relationship. He valued his relationship with God. Even when his wife told him, you might as well just go ahead and curse God and die. Stop suffering in this world. It's not worth it. But Job knew better. He knew that his relationship with God was more valuable than any situation or circumstance that he was going through. Any suffering that was occurring could not compare to his relationship, because he allowed God to be the I am in his life. Will you? Will I? Will we allow God to be that I am in our lives? Will we allow that correction to come, and no matter what it feels like, continue to walk in the joy of the Lord, even in the seasons of correction? See, because that correction should not steal our joy, but instead it should prepare us for that next level of elevation God is trying to take us to. That correction should be putting tools in our tool belt for that next level that God is elevating us to. Because for every elevation that comes from God, the enemy is going to elevate his attack. Let's just be real about it. He's not going to step back when God elevates you. He's coming harder. He's coming stronger. He's coming with things that he knows affects you. But if we've allowed God to prepare us and correct the things he needed to correct in us, when we get to that place, we'll be able to speak to the enemy and tell him to go on about his business, because we're not standing for it. We'll be able to do what Jesus did after his 40 days of fasting and the enemy came to tempt him. We'll be able to speak the word of God back to the situation or circumstances that the enemy presents us with, because we allow God to correct those things in us. But if there is no word, if there's been no relationship building, then there can be no elevation, because there is no relationship built. There is no foundation on which you can stand. We have to allow God to be the I am your correction in our lives. We have to allow him to show us those things in us that need to be corrected and then submit to that correction and do those things that he's telling us to do. See, we often run around seeking a word from the Lord, seeking direction from God, but how can we get more direction when we've not followed the last set of directions he gave us? We go running to the prophet, oh, do you have a word for me? When we have not done what God told us in the last word he gave us. Our inaction is disobedience. Our lack of follow through with the instruction he has given us is disobedience. We can't expect for him to continue to give us that direction, to plant those words in us, if we don't follow through with the last set of instructions or the last word he has given us. Okay, wow, that time went a little faster than I was expecting. So, again, I will be back before you tomorrow to wrap up I Am Your Correction. I think I'm wrapping up I Am Your Correction tomorrow. So I will turn the call back over to you, Minister Brenda.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Prophet Kai. I am your correction. I told you guys, get ready. Glory to God. Thank you for that on-time word. Thank you, Lord, for correcting us. Listen, let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We honor you. We glorify your holy and righteous name. Lord, if we come to realize it's in you that we live, we move, and have our very being. So we thank you for giving us another chance, another opportunity, Lord God, to get it right because you are our correction. Thank you for this woman of God, Lord, who has poured into us and like none other. Father, we just thank you for pouring back into her virtues of your blessings on top of blessings, Lord God. Empower her even the more and strengthen her and increase, Lord, in every area of her life. We thank you, Father God, because you said the blessings of the Lord are yes and amen. And we say yes and amen for Prophet Kai Brown, Lord God. We know that you're going to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that she can ever ask or think. And it's according to the power that you richly has placed within her, Lord God. We thank you for every individual on this call. We ask you, Father, that you strengthen them, that you give them the peace that surpasses all understanding to go forth this day, Lord God, in your word, in your love, in your peace, like Lord, others will see you dwelling in them this day. We thank you, Father God, for those that are maybe having health challenges. We right now speak over them right now and call them healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. We thank you, Father God, because you watch over your word to perform it. We call Bobby healed. We call Leslie and Sheila and Marcia and Marcel, Kandera and Angela and Sir John and Anthony, Lord God, Mother Owens, Mother Eleanor, Lord God, we call them all healed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you that you're doing it not by might nor by power, but it's by your spirit. We lift up the bereaved families, Lord God. We ask that you empower them and strengthen them, the Jeffersons, the Powells, the Cox, the Kraft, the Wells family, Ellis family, Dickerson family, and even continue to empower the Weatherspoon family. We thank you, Father, that you're doing it according to your will and according to your word. And we thank you that it is done in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to share this word with somebody today. Just one somebody, yes. And that playback number you could share is 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. The pin is the same, 957-677 pound. And the morning motivational call is coming up next with Awareness Wednesdays with the awesome and amazing power power couple of health, and that's the Flanagans, and they Queen is going to be speaking on menopause. Okay, that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister. Pray the heavens down, Keisha Lee, for opening us up and bringing us before the presence of the Lord in worship, and then opening us up with the powerful prayer, as well as seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart. Thank you so much, and we give God glory for our prophet Kai bringing us this awesome message. I am your correction. Thank you, Lord, for using this woman of God. Prophet Kai, would you please come back and close us out with the benediction.
And thank you to our beautiful Mississippi Queen and Prayer General for hosting us with such Jesus joy. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for just allowing us to yet again come before your presence, to come sit at your feet and to hear a word from you, O Heavenly Father. Father, as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we want to ask you to continue to be our correction, to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. And we say now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to prevent you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, whom alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.